Blog Talk Radio.
Mama Etta, Etta.
Friends and family, those of you out there on Mama Etta's Corner, I hope this finds you doing well today. I'm coming to you again from good old southern sunny Las Vegas. It is right now 54 degrees and sunny, but to me, that's cold. So I'm on the inside looking out the window to see who's on Mama Etta's Corner today. I do want you to know that there is a very special person on my corner who I will call my god sister. Her father is my godfather. I have with us today Miss Carla Cook. How you doing, Carla?
Hey, how are you?
For an old person, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Aww.
I just love you, girl. I really do. I want
Thank
my friends
you.
And I want my friends and family out there on Mama Etta's Corner to know that Carla is a very, very talented singer, and she's doing things on her own right. In other words, yes, she is carrying on the legacy of her father, the legendary King of Soul, Sam Cooke. And so she's carrying on his legacy, but she's building a legacy for her children as well, singing some of her own songs. Anyway, Carla, so what's going on with you, my baby?
Oh, wow. So much is going on. I'm so excited that I'm touring now, finally. Right now I'm on tour with Jeff Titchell and the Texas Flood, along with Claudette King, B.B. King's daughter, and Sheila
yes.
Ray Charles' daughter. And I'm also doing my own shows around the United States, so I'm glad about that as well.
Well, you have a CD coming out, or out, A Time to Remember?
Yes, I do. A Time to Remember is out. I'm actually currently recording some new stuff, so I do have A Time to Remember out, which includes various songs of my father's, as well as songs that I've written as well. So I'm glad
okay.
about that CD.
Wow. Well, you know, I grew up knowing your father and loving him very, very much and loving all his music. I used to remember when he sang gospel with the Soul Stirs, and he had this song he would sing, Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. I loved
yeah.
it. If I could sing, I'd sing it for you now, but I didn't get that from my dad. Okay, he didn't give me the ability to really sing.
No, the story
but,
behind
as
that,
you,
too.
Huh?
I said there's a story behind that, too. When he
what
decided
is the
to go,
story behind Wonderful?
Well, when he decided to go pop, he came out with a version like Wonderful, except he couldn't use his name, so he used Dale Cook, and he wrote the song Lovable, which was a remake of Wonderful, except he was singing about a woman. So everybody knew when it came out, you know, they heard that voice, they said, it is not Dale Cook, especially when he did, you know, his famous Yodel. Then they knew that this is definitely Sam Cooke. So he had to go
yes.
back to the drawing board, to say the least, and
well,
come out with another
song. I remember when he first went to pop, you know, secular music, as they called it at the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he was going into studio, and all the Soul Stirs were there. They went into
oh, wow.
the studio with him. So a lot of his recordings, you can actually hear the Soul Stirs as,
yeah.
you know, the background. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, at that time, you know, you were either singing gospel for God or rock and roll or pop for Satan,
mm-hmm.
okay? But
right.
of course, we know that's not true. We've grown from that. And
yeah.
he had to deal with that stigma. But because of his personality, his talent, and his business sense, he made it work for him.
Yes.
And you're making it work.
He was a businessman first.
Yes. Yes.
He was an artist. He was a businessman first.
In fact, he was one of the first black artists to not only, you know, open or be, start a record label, but
exactly.
Publishing and copywriting his own music.
Exactly.
Yeah. People weren't doing that back in the day.
And he was out, you know, recording and other artists before Motown even existed. So he was one of the first black artists to own his own record label.
I don't remember the name of the label, but I do know
Tracy
he had his own label.
Tracy Records, yeah.
After his daughter, after his oldest daughter.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Under Linda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember. You have seven children, huh?
I do. You know, there were seven kids in my father's family, too. But, yes, I do. I have four girls, three boys.
How can you look so beautiful with all those babies? I was looking at your picture today, you know, the pictures from your hall, from the induction of Sam Cooke to the Hall of Fame. And you and Dionne Warwick and all of those, you look really, really great. You don't look
like you
have seven children.
I know people come up to me all the time after the show. Are you his daughter or his granddaughter? I'm like, no, I'm his daughter. Yes,
when I tell people he was my godfather, I'm aging myself for real. What can I tell you? Well, that's a wonderful thing. So you, for a long time, just took care of your family before you decided to actually come into the business?
Yes, I did. I did. I started singing as a young girl in church, pretty much so like my father and his family. I grew up in the church, and I got into the choir, and on one occasion I did a solo, and after they heard me sing, they approached me to do concerts for Youth Month every year, so I started doing that. Then I got married, graduated from school and got married. Had my kids, and I really didn't. I tried to venture out and go and doing music, but that wasn't in my heart then. I just stayed at home and raised my children. And once they were all grown, which was a couple of years ago, I said it's mama's turn now to do what was really in her heart to do. And I started singing
again. Wow. Well, you know, you said it wasn't in your heart at the time, but it's in your genes. So you can't
It was in my soul, you know, but I'd rather stay at home and be with my kids and raise them. So.
Well, all right, my friends and family there on Mama Etta's Corner, I know you're saying, okay, we're talking to the lady, so now let's hear her. I am going to play a song that her father did. A lot of people have sung the song, but no one has done it like Sam Cooke. And now you'll see no one does it like Carla. Here we go. A change is gonna come.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keeps telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me, please. Don't, oh, he winds up doing. Knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there's been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I know I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. No, oh, yeah.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
I really like
that,
Carla. I like the way you did this song, Carla.
I appreciate that so much, Etta.
I'm telling you, I don't play something on my show that I don't like, and I listen to each and every song that I play.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to the entire song when I reviewed it. I just listened to the first part, and I liked it, and it made me really feel good. Listening to it now, it gave me goosebumps, and it didn't make me think about Sam Cooke. It made me think about the song and what it meant and how you did it.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Let me ask you this. Your CD, A Time to Remember, where can my friends and family find this CD?
Well, they can find it on Amazon.com, and they can also go to my page, CarlaCook.com, and there's a link right there on how to go and get it. So remember
all
that,
right.
Carla Cook with the E, because there is another Carla Cook. So. She's
well,
a jazz
Carla
singer.
Cook with an E, .com.
Yes.
Go there and or Amazon. And you can get A Time to Remember. I know that you want to get it because this song is on that album, is on that CD. So
yes,
you will want to get it. I understand that you did like I do. You did. You had to accept, or with pleasure, of course, and honor, his induction into the, was that the R&B Hall of Fame?
Yes, the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, yes.
Okay.
That was so wonderful. I accepted too because he got honored once as a vocalist and then as a songwriter. I accepted that one with my Uncle L.C. Cook. So, yeah. It was an honor and pleasure to do that.
With you and Rhonda Ross, that's daughter of Diana Ross.
Yes.
And, of course, my idol, Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
She was my idol. Are you kidding? and her sister. We all sang in the same choir.
Okay.
I'm from Hackensack, New Jersey, and we were in the angelic choir. I mean, I used to sing in the choir. I just can't sing, you know.
My choir was the angelic choir that I did my first solo in.
Oh, okay. Lawrence Roberts was our pastor and, you know, director. And so I go back, way back to that, you know, era. And so Dionne Warwick, her sister Dee Dee, they were my idols, I tell you. They really were. So I can imagine that was fun. I know that was fun. Did you feel when you went up on stage and accepted that award?
Wow. It was an honor to do that, especially to go up there with my Uncle Elsie Cook. It was truly an honor to accept that award from my father, because he is still today treasured. He's an extraordinary person. And today he's still admired by so many people, you know, 52 years later after his death. So, you know, I was really honored that they asked me to accept it. And this year at the award for Dionne Warwick, I had the pleasure of singing Walk On By for her as she accepted her award. So that was wonderful. Yeah.
Wow. I made an error. You were doing the Daughters of Rhythm and Blues with Rhonda Ross and who else was on that with you?
This Rhonda and I, first we started out with Robin Charles, Ray Charles' daughter, our first show, but we went on together, Rhonda and I. We finished out doing our season together. So it was just her and I in the end. That was really fun. It was really fun.
But now you're working with, aren't you working with Barry White's daughter and James Brown's daughter?
I'm working with B.B. King's daughter. I just started that, working with her and Ray Charles' other daughter, Sheila Ray. I've been on a couple of shows.
And you do. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry. I said, as a matter of fact, we have shows coming up on the 2nd and 3rd in Connecticut and New Hampshire. I do with the other girls. So.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
Where in Connecticut?
In the Stafford Palace in Connecticut, Stafford Springs, Connecticut, on December 2nd and December 3rd at Tupelo Music Hall. In Tupelo, in Londonderry, New Hampshire, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Second and third, if you're in that area, come on out and see me.
Okay. Well, everyone there in Connecticut, you hear it. Carla will be in your area, and so you can hear these songs live and see this pretty, pretty young lady. You're young. You're still young to my old, you know.
We're blessed.
Oh, I hear you. Right now, I would like to, for my friends to hear another song from Carla. It's called Forgive Me. Now, is this on that same CD or is this on a new one?
It is on the same CD. I wrote this song, so yes, it's on the same CD. So get that CD. It's a good one.
Okay, because she not only singing it, she wrote it. And you're going to like it. Here we go. Forgive Me.
I was
Write music. If you really, you know, was just singing in the choir and all of that, what made you write music? How'd you know you could do it?
I don't know. One day I just sat down. I think I remember it's fairly young I started writing music. I used to write gospel music all the time. It's just something that comes to me. I could be sitting down and something comes to me. I can get in the corner and just start writing, you know, or anybody can give me some music and I can write lyrics to it. So it fairly comes very easy.
Well, isn't that a blessing? Because that's something
that isn't easy
for most of us. But again, I go back to that's in your genes.
Yes. Well, I thank
God. Know, that's that Sam Cooke, you know, in you. That's what did this. This is really, really wonderful. Is your mother at all? Is she into music or sing?
No, she's passed away as well. She was in the music scene. She knew a lot of entertainers. Knew my mom. She traveled in that circle. So
Yes, mine did. That was wonderful. That's wonderful. So now, you're working on a new project?
I am working on a new project. I'm getting started doing that. I got some songs under my belt. I'm still writing some more, but, yeah, I'm trying to get it done by, I'm trying to make a mark before spring of next year.
Okay. Well, we'll be ready for it. Trust me. Mama Edda, my corner is open to you. Anytime that you want to use
Thank
or come
you.
On my corner. I need to ask another question before you leave me.
Okay.
For women like you and men who always had that music in them and wanted to come out into the industry, but, you know, wanted to raise children, work or whatever, and are now able to do so, what's the easiest way for them to start?
Wow. You definitely have to have a passion for it. Getting into this business is kind of hard to do. So you have to be good at it. And someone has to notice you. You know, I would say to go on different scenes and get out there where they have live music, go to those and see how people perform to kind of try to perfect your trade, as well as go on different, you know, shows that they have out here for singers, beginning singers, to come out and sing and try and see how the audience takes you, you know. And just believe in yourself. Believe in yourself because it's like, I could tell you, it's never too late to follow your dreams. Never too late. And by the grace of God, you can do it.
And
well,
so tenacity is the key, right?
Yes.
Okay.
People
so
will never give up.
No, no, you don't. And I tell young people that all the time. Never give your dream up. Just always follow
yes.
it. It doesn't have to only be a dream. It can be a reality. And there are those of us who can say, I've lived my dream. And now you are living yours. And that's
yes.
a wonderful thing. It feels good.
Yes.
And your children, did I ask if any of your children are in music?
They are. My oldest daughter, she's in gospel music. She's currently recording her gospel CD, so that should be out too sometime in April. So, yeah. Some of my kids sing, not all of them. You know, they don't want to be singers.
Right.
They'd rather do other things. But, yeah, my oldest daughter, she's forging ahead with that.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Well, when her gospel album comes out, I certainly love to play it here. Play a couple of tunes
okay.
from it. And so at least we'll know that Mama Etta's friends and family will hear it. And
yes.
so and my people love music, and they you know, I have friends in China who speak English, and they
uh-huh.
and they get I send this to them every week, and
okay.
they are really into the music. And so they ask me, you know, where can I get this? And so that's why I always ask. So
mm-hmm.
we know that we can go to Amazon for the recordings. If not Amazon,
yes.
friends and family, we go to CarlaCooke.com. And that's CarlaCooke.com.
To me.
Anyways. I spelled that right. I know I did.
You did.
Thank you, baby. Anyway, I've enjoyed this interview. Time has just flew by. And we probably could stay on for another hour or so, but I'm going
mm-hmm.
to save our next interview for when your CD releases. I'm asking
okay.
in front of everyone, will you come back on? When
you know
release
I will.
The new- Okay. Just want to
definitely
make sure she's my god sister, so she has to.
That's right.
All right, my darling. Well, thank you so very, very much. And everybody, this is Mama Etta signing out. I've had a great interview and a great day. Thank you, Carla. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Love you.
Mama Etta.
Love you.
Etta.